All right, Tabosai, let's begin. We dedicate our learning this morning in the Zuchus of Rafua Shleima for Sarah Miriam Bas Sarah. Sarah Miriam Bas Sarah, that's the correct name. Sarah Miriam Bas Sarah. And you update on the merit of our Talmud Torah, she have a complete and enduring Rafua. Amen. So we're picking up Perek Yud Aleph in the Siyas Yisharim, again in the red edition. We're in page Kuf Chof Beis. Sarait Sram Chal Vihine, Kimoshe Tzarech Ben Maasin, Kach Tzarech Nikius Bemidos. In the same way that one requires a sense of Nikius, a sense of cleanliness, that one really has to make sure that one is purging oneself of all negativity in terms of actions, one has to do the same thing with Midos also. Vikimat Sheyoser Kashu Anikius Bemidos, Vimashu Bemaasin. And I think that Ramchal says something that I don't think anyone would disagree with. He says, to a certain degree, it's more difficult to establish or to accomplish nikios with one's midos than it is with one's actions. Which Rabbi say, we all know that it's always easier to modify behavior than it is to actually modify character. Ki ateva, poel b'midos yoster b'mashu, poel b'masin, because a person's nature is poel b'midos, person's nature has a much greater degree of hold over one's character traits than over one's behaviors. Now what Ramchal is talking about over here is something exceptionally important. What he's saying is every single person has a nature. Every single person has a tava. Every single person has certain proclivities. He says, Ya'an ha-mezek va-techuna heim o-mesayim o-mesnagdim gidolim heim. The Rebbe says, ultimately a person's mezek and techuna, a person's orientation, almost the mezeg is like a temperature. A person's netiyah, a person's orientation, either help him a lot or ultimately are very difficult. I will say, if you look at footnote 225, if you're following along in the red edition, this is Rabbi Ya'an Hamezeg Vatechuna, Rabbi Lumevair, Ketzad Hateva Hagashmi, Hamofia Bahamezeg, Vatechuna, Kilomartiv Agofu Mivneu. So what's Ramchal is talking about over here is mezek, he calls that hainu his mazgus halichos hashonos beguf and hatuchuna teva guf mivneu. He's saying that it literally refers to one's physical makeup. So what Ramchal is saying over here is something very important, that there's physical nature, there's emotional nature, but every single person has certain nature in life. You know, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos discusses this. The Gemara says that somebody who's born under the sign of Ma'adim, Ma'adim is literally Mars, so the Gemara says it's going to be a shofech dam, it's going to be a spiller of blood. Doesn't mean a person is going to be a murderer. Just a person can be a spiller of blood. So a person could be a moel, a person could be a shochet, a person could be a surgeon, a person could be a murderer. The idea that the Gemara is saying is that there are people are born with a nature. There's no question that we are born with certain atios. Now again, it does not mean we necessarily have to be solely defined by those things, but lamaisa, again, that's a reality with which each of us are saddled with. And so sometimes the mezeg and the tehuna, the nature we have, the proclivities we have, even the physical makeup we have, sometimes helps us, sometimes works against us. The chala milchama, she neged nitias hateva, milchama chazaki. And I will say, for many of us, we spend our lives fighting against that which is almost natural or innate to us. That sometimes it's the very things, the very proclivities or very dispositions that we are born with are the very things that we have to try to fight against. Umahu sheper shuba ma'amarim zichron levracha, top of Kuf Chof Gimel, Ezehu gibor hakovesh es yitzro. And this is the meaning when Chazal said, who is strong? HaKovesh Es Yisrael. And the way we normally understand this is HaKovesh Es Yisrael means he who captures his Yetzirah. There's somebody who's able to rein in his desire to sin. The Ramchal says, in fact, that's not what it means. Not what it means. He said there's an additional level of understanding as well. He says Yetzirah doesn't necessarily just mean your Yetzirah. He says Yetzirah means just those very things that are innate to you. We'll say, you know, like this is a very important yisod. In a different sefer, the sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. So in it, the author discusses, he quotes from the Arizal, who says that the person wants to know, like, what's their tachlis in this world? And those ever wonder, like, Why are we here? So the Ari says that most of us are Gilgulim. Right? That people, again, whatever that means, without getting into it, his idea is that, you know, there are only 600,000 neshamas. So if there are 600,000 neshamas, then people have to be a Gilgul. So why does a person come back? So the Ramchal says a person comes back because they didn't finish something in a previous life. So the Ramchal says, well, how do you know? How do you know what it is that you didn't, that you did not accomplish? So the Ramchal says, everyone struggles with something. Now, again, many of us struggle with multiple things, but usually everyone has that one thing that I constantly struggle with. And I've been struggling with it maybe since I'm young, and it hasn't really gone away. And no matter how many Rosh Hashanahs come and Yom Kippurs come and Aseret Yemei Teshuvahs come, I still struggle with it. So Ramchal says it's possible that that's the very thing for which I came back. So some people struggle with temper. They're just angry people. So Ramchal says if you know you have a bad temper, chances are that's why you're back. That's why you're in this world, to be able to fix that shortcoming. Person struggles with immorality. Chances are, again, that the one thing that you struggle with, that's usually the reason for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought your neshama back to this world. So Ramchal says over here, it's the same yisod, again, clothed a little bit differently. Who is strong? Ezu gibor, hakol v'sheis yisro. And if you take a look at footnote 27, he says, hakol v'sheis yisro, v'chora mashma mikan, sh'rabinu mefarish, sh'akavana shal chazal hi l'kibush hamidos atzman. What does it mean that you're able to capture your Yetzer? It's talking about over here these like innate desires that I have, these predispositions for things that I really just don't want to do or don't want to be involved with. Yet again, I'm always drawn to those things. My job in life is to be strong and to somehow capture that desire. He says, "Vehine hamidos in rabos." I will say, in the realm of midos, there are many things in which we have to become proficient in. Ki kafi kava pu'ulo sheshayacham la'adam ba'olam, kimokein midosein shacharein hu'nimshach bepu'ulasav. Was it the same way that there are so many different types of actions, there's so many different things which we engage in. For every single action, there's also a corresponding midah. Amnam kimoshe dibarnu b'mitzvos, shayetzorech li'nakos b'hemyos, b'myosan. I will say that just like when we spoke about by mitzvos, that it's not just enough to do them, but one has to make sure that the mitzvos that I'm engaging in, I'm doing them in a way that's naki, I'm doing them in a way that's clean, I'm doing them in a way that ultimately is pure and good. Dahinu mimash sherigilus b'nei adam likashel. I will say, again, we've spoken about in many different examples, little things that people sometimes just stumble over and make mistakes about. Kein nedaber b'midos harashios ba'arichus iyon yoser. So we'll say so too. We're going to discuss certain midos, certain attributes. And we're going to discuss attributes in depth that most people struggle with and most people somehow stumble over. And what are they? They are v'heim hagaiva, arrogance, kas, anger, kina, jealousy, taiva, desire. So it says, let's go on a little bit. I will say these are the types of midos that their negativity is known. You see, I will say, you guys will see, there are some midos where a person could say, I'm not sure, is that a bad thing, is that a good thing? There are other things where it's quite unequivocally clear that they're bad. So again, I will say, so this category over here, although we'll see that even bad things can be channeled in the right way. So obviously, gaiva kas kina taiva. Arrogance, anger, jealousy, and desire are things that by definition are inherently bad. Kikulon chutz mishuras hasechel v'achachma. Because we'll say all of these things are outside of the realm of sechel, of just wisdom, or I should say, sechel means logic or intellect, and chachma and wisdom. Now we'll say, now what does that mean? If you take a look, actually, you know what, we'll, yeah, all right, we'll come back to that piece. And the Bible says, if a person falls prey to any of these things, ultimately, again, any of these negative midos could bring a person to go ahead and do even more severe things. Well, so the idea being that these negative character traits, inherently, they lay the groundwork for more severe and sinister behaviors. So let's begin to analyze these. Alagaiva, arrogance, I will say. Mikra mole maasir va'omer. Here we have a mafurish pasuk. Right? The first pasuk that tells us the danger of gaiva. The Omer pasuk says, "Beram libavecha." Your heart will become, literally, ram means high, right? Your heart will become high, meaning arrogant. V'shachachta es Hashem elokecha. So they will say arrogance, remember again, is a full focus on the self, right? The person is only thinking about themselves. The person is fully submersed in their own, and really, really fully subsumed in their own ego. So we'll say when a person is a Baal Gaiva, you know, the Gemara Masechet Sota says that if a person is a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in makom ba'olam, there's not enough room for me and this guy, right? Because remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moloa Ha'aretz Kivodo, he's everywhere. A Baal Gaiva, interestingly enough, is also what? He's also everywhere. So what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally not enough room in this town for the two of us. Avakas, he just before we go into each of them specifically, what the Ramchal is just saying over here is just going through them, kind of going through them just in broad strokes. Avakas, anger. Amru zichron levracha, kala kois, yihye be'enecha ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. We'll say this is one of the most profound statements. A person gets angry, so the Rambam says it's as if he worshipped idolatry. Then I will say, now we'll analyze this, but again, you know, that statement is a very strong statement. And at first glance, a person could say, that's just a bit of rabbinic hyperbole. But you know, it's not hyperbole. Why? Because it will say, when a person gets angry enough, they forget about anything and everything else, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avodah Zarah represents the total negation of God. Person gets angry enough, they can forget everything in this world. Alakina Vataiva, jealousy, desire. Shenenu Behedja, Hakina Vataiva Vakavid Motzi Mesa Adam Min HaOlam. The mission of us says that literally jealousy, desire, and honor are able to pull a person out of this world. Amnam. So now we've identified that each of them are negative, right? Each of them are bad things. But Lamaisa, now we have to try to figure out how to go ahead and escape from them. So Rabbi say, identifying that they're bad is part of the battle. Figuring out the strategy as to how to avoid, you know, falling into the pit of these midos, that's the next part. He says, "Ki kulam ke'echad suri hagefen nachriya," because they will say they are each literally bad fruits from the same vine. V'naschil daber bam rishon. Let's begin to analyze each of them one by one. All right, we'll say no. So we'll stop over here for today. So we're going to pick up Emir Tzah Hashem, Kuf Chaf Dalid, section Yud Beis, beginning with Gaiva tomorrow morning.